Supplier performance metrics. Both the purchasing process itself and the performance of individual suppliers need to be monitored and controlled. Since purchasing involves large amounts of money, the organization needs checks and balances and audits to safeguard against fraud.
Data on actual results are also provided as feedback to streamline the process to ensure that policies and strategic priorities, for example, for sustainable purchasing or maintaining required quality levels, are being followed, and to continuously improve the total cost of ownership rather than just the price.
Data on the reliability and quality of individual suppliers are compared to targets, and follow-up is initiated when there are discrepancies. Failing to follow up will be doing the supplier a disservice because they will fail to correct problems and may not be given a new contract. In addition to daily monitoring, long-term progress towards shared goals needs to be assessed. Regular communications can be used not only to track progress toward goals, but also to set new goals for continuous improvement. Organizations might use a balanced scorecard system or a custom scorecard for these evaluations. This can allow tracking of multiple goals and actual results across multiple time periods. Common areas for assessment include perfect orders, on time, correct place, correct quantity, correct products, acceptable quality, correct inventory buffer management or releases against the schedule, correct administration, such as correct invoicing or pre-clearing shipments with customs, speed of problem resolution and expediting. Some general performance metrics are addressed next, followed by a look at the GRI sustainability reporting standards. Supplier performance metrics. Performance scorecards can take different forms, for example, check sheets, ranges of performance on specific metrics, or weighted point systems. Supplier performance metrics focus on both quantitative and qualitative data. Examples are listed in Exhibit 5-12. Exhibit 5-12. Sample supplier performance metrics. GRI standards. Sustainability performance indicators for supply chains. Supplier evaluation can extend to their environmental, social, and governance, EESG, reporting. This may be needed because a supplier's performance can affect an organization's own sustainable goals, people, a supplier's treatment of its own workers, and its impact on the communities in which it operates may violate the organization's values and commitments to social objectives. If materials contain hazardous content, they may harm the organization's employees and communities. Planet. A supplier's energy and emissions can be added to the organization's own carbon footprint. Its material practices can contribute to waste and pollution. Profit. An organization may be liable for damages caused by a supplier's behavior. More importantly, it may suffer financial loss from damage to its reputation and public image. To control supplier behavior in this area, organizations may implement the following practices. Communicate the organization's sustainability standards to suppliers and secure their agreement to abide with the organization's policies or to implement their own policies, which have been reviewed and approved by the organization. Contract with third-party auditors to inspect suppliers' compliance in terms of sustainability, their processes, and their workplaces. Incorporate sustainability metrics in supplier reviews. Organizations can also commit to assessing and reporting their sustainability in a formal manner. Exhibit 5-13 lists performance indicators related to supplier-related performance from the GRI Sustainability Reporting Standards. Exhibit 5-13, GRI Performance Indicators for the Supply Chain.